Cari fratelli e sorelle.
Tens of thousands of pilgrims braved drizzle and chill to pray the Angelus with Pope Benedict XVI in St. Peter's Square today. The Holy Father kept with the tradition of inviting children on the last Sunday of January to release two white doves from his window overlooking the square as a symbol of peace. This year, the children were members of the Italian organization Kids Catholic Action, which is sponsoring a peace caravan. The organization's 5,000 children, along with their parents, teachers, and coaches, left from Rome's famous Piazza Navona and walked to St. Peter's Square. The festive march ended with the 100 meters for peace, a dash to the threshold of the square in which many of the children participated.
Oggi siete raduniti qui in Piazza San Pietro alla fine della mese della pace.
Pope Benedict told the children he had heard of what he called their peace practice and encouraged them to let themselves be guided by their coach, Jesus.
Che vi siete proposti di allenarvi alla pace? Guidati dal grande allenatore che è Gesù.
Learn always to say and do the truth, Pope Benedict told them, so that you become true peace builders. Today is also the 53rd World Day for those suffering from leprosy. Pope Benedict took the occasion to call on world leaders to end misery in the world, which the Pope called a more grave and widespread disease, of which leprosy is a symptom.
La lepra è sintomo di un male più grave e più vasto che è la miseria.
Speaking before the Angelus, the Holy Father mentioned the encyclical letter he published earlier this week, saying that the letter recalls the primacy of charity in the life of the Christian and of the Church.
Che testimoni privilegiati di questo primato sono i santi.
Pope Benedict said the saints are special witnesses of God, who is love, and that the lives of the saints are a hymn to God sung in the thousand different notes that are the saints' personalities and particular human gifts. The Holy Father also reminded the gathered faithful that this coming Thursday, February 2nd, the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, is also the Church's Day for Consecrated Life. Nigerian Immaculate Heart Sister Mary Austin Osuji was in the square today. She shares her thoughts on the consecrated life.
The consecrated life is a gift to the Church that shows or radiates the love of God for the Church.
Angelus Domini Nunciavit Mariae.
Speaking after the Angelus, Pope Benedict greeted the English-speaking pilgrims.
May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the model of the Church in holiness and fidelity to God's word, sustain you by her prayers and guide you to the kingdom of her beloved Son. Upon you and your families, I invoke an abundance of joy and peace in the Lord. God bless you all.